Do you call him daddy?
Do I call her daddy?
Call her daddy.
This episode is brought to you by Curology. If you have particular skincare challenges, it can be really frustrating to waste time and money on products that just are absolutely not formulated for you. That is why I'm so excited to recommend Curology. I have personally struggled with acne my whole life, and I'll look at someone on YouTube or TikTok or Instagram and be like, should I buy those products? No, I do not have the same skin as them, so I should not be treating it the same. Curology's personalized prescriptions are formulated to treat your individual skin needs, from acne to the earliest signs of aging. All you have to do is go online, take a quick quiz, and you will be connected to a licensed dermatology provider that will create a custom formula based on your skincare needs. If you're ready to start your skincare journey and start seeing results, here is a special offer just for you. Visit Curology.com/callherdaddy for a special offer. That's Curology, Curology.com/callherdaddy. Offer applies only to your first box, subject to consultation, new subscribers only, subscription required. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
Happy Monday, wiener holes. It is your girls, Alexandra and Sophia, back, episode 2. Call her daddy.
Call her daddy,
motherfuckers. Okay, so first of all, I have to start it. Sophia, how does your vagina feel today? Go. Boom.
Do you want me to be honest?
Yeah, tell me.
My vagina feels alone, sad.
Ooh.
You know, I
got, cringing in the corner. Yeah,
I got a little bit of good feedback from some people, and then my mom slid right in real fast and told me that I'm a disappointment.
Sophia is on the lonely track right now. Her mother has abandoned her. Yeah. However, Alexandra Cooper today is feeling excellent. I'm feeling alive. I'm feeling light, tight, right, easy, breezy, beautiful vagina. So I just want to say, first of all, Sophia and I have not seen each other this entire weekend. So hi.
Hi, how are you?
I missed you.
Holy shit.
I know. Sophia and I don't really spend much time alone. Mm-hmm. The fact that we spend an entire weekend apart is kind of ridiculous. We do not spend time alone. Ours is, we cry. We text all the time.
Yeah.
So Sophia went somewhere this weekend. I went somewhere this weekend. You know, shady shit. And so now we're back. And this is the first time we're seeing each other. So hi, I missed you. It's summer.
Summer.
It's exciting. I just want to say, first of all, if you live in New York City, you probably can relate when I say people in New York are so different come summertime versus winter. In the winter, do not look at me. Do not talk to me. I will literally rail the shit out of you on the subway if you get in my way. Now we're transitioning to summer. Everyone's happy in New York. It's like, what the fuck is up? Every single person after 5 o'clock goes to a rooftop or a bar. And it's like, we all turn into alcoholics in New York City real fucking quick come summertime.
Yeah. It's right now.
Like right now. Hi. Cheers. Call her daddy.
Cheers.
Woo. Okay. So anyway, oh, we're drinking. Hold on, guys. Did you hear that? Okay. Well, that was kind of creepy. I sounded like a man. Okay, so basically, yeah, summertime, whatever. So summer bods. Good thing I don't have my summer bod.
Please, I'm going to go into an actual deep depression.
So Sophia and I joined a gym.
Whoa.
And, well, let's just say that we've gone, I think, almost 10 times. 10 times. And it's been 6 months. So yeah. Cheers to that. So we joined a gym. We never go. And Sophia and I, one night, drunkenly, we lost our debit cards. And
Same night.
God, we're hoes. And so we lost our debit cards. And now we're getting emails from our gym saying, hi, your payment isn't going through. Next time you come in, we need to re-up your membership. Safe to say, we are avoiding the gym like the motherfucking viral plague. I'm like, I will never go back.
You already want to avoid the gym just because it's the fucking gym. And now that we owe money, it's like, I will see you in 2020, 2 years from now. I'll never see you
again.
Don't
look at me. Don't speak to me. Honestly, at one point,
so
our
bad.
Asses looked right and tight. Our abs mm-hmm. were definitely appearing
and
in shadows.
And now my butt is to the floor, wrapped in cottage cheese. Shocking.
In a garbage
bag.
No one
wants to fuck me.
Fuck! <Yes. laughs> We are hard fives. Okay, so, but that's sad because, you know, it's fine. I don't need to look good for anything. It's not like I have fucking 3 dates this week. Humble brag. Okay, so your girl has 3 dates this week, and I bet every single one of them is listening to this podcast, so I'll definitely go fuck myself later. But
so I guess that means I have 3 dates this
you
week,
do.
Too.
Let me just preface it with, when I have dates, I have this thing where I'm like, I know I don't really like the guy, so I have to hang out with Sophia, so I always like, you want a double date? And they're always kind of like, what the fuck?
You whore me out.
I do.
You whore me out. I sit there with, like, the fucking 2 while you sit there with the 10, and I have to act like I'm having a great time.
No, I have to say, Sophia is the best fucking wingman.
That
we
am.
Will be at the club, and you already know who I'm specifically talking about. Mm-hmm. We go to clubs, and I'm trying to hook up with this hot guy, and I'm like, Sophia, I need you to talk to his friend. But I have to say, without hesitation, you lick your lips, you look a little slutty, you twirl your hair, and you're like, I'm on it. You never give me pushback, and I love
never.
You for that. Thank you.
Never. I always have your back.
You are.
I'm in it to win it. And it'll be so funny because I'll be sitting there with a guy that's a 1 to a 2 out of 10 acting like I've never been more in love with someone in my lifetime.
I will never forget. This guy was the actual opposite of your type.
You
and you're like,
think he's Brad Pitt.
You're like, you legit, I heard you sitting next to me. You're so hot. Oh my God. How have I never met you? And I'm like, dude, you didn't have to take it that far, but you took it there and more. So I appreciate you for that. And I really respect that. So these guys that I'm going on dates with, I never have been a part of online dating. So I recently, I joined a dating app. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying that. Listen, I don't judge people that do dating apps. I've just never tried it. I recently joined a dating app.
You can only go so far with that.
Yeah, I have to stop.
I've heard horror stories. You're about to get sued up the asshole.
Yeah, just stop right there. So far I've met one guy off it, and it's been a hot success. No. It's actually been amazing. He's cool as shit, and that's great. So this week, I have 3 dates lined up. Mm-hmm. I'm amazing. Hi. They're all listening to this. Like, okay, I'm going to get on my phone after this podcast, and they're all going to have canceled. Oh, fuck. But they all seem cool shit. So the first one, I'm making Sophia come on a double date with me, and it's going to be great. And I actually think he's good looking.
I can't fucking wait to meet the love of my life.
A hard two. A soft 3 if he buys us a nice glass of wine.
Yeah.
Fuck. So we joined that. But I have to say, this dating app at least gives me a little bit more hope. Yeah, you're not on it, but whatever. I'm having fun. Because Tinder can suck my ass. Legit, I have had so many people DM me on my Instagram, send me a picture of myself on a Tinder account, and it's like, hi, I'm Rebecca from Alabama, and I like fishing, and I will cuddle your asshole. I'm like, that's not me.
That's the biggest compliment there is, though.
It is
honestly,
nice. I'm like, oh, you want to use
I
my
pics.
I
wonder what these girls actually look like when they show up for the date.
Low-key, I'm always like, dude, what is this girl doing? And my pics, they pick the best pics. I'm like, oh, thanks, girlfriend. But at the same time, Rebecca, fuck off. So I am happy I'm not on Tinder right now. I'm enjoying my time. But you know what? The whole catfishing thing.
Yeah.
I have to say, and you're going to have to explain it,
what?
It reminds me of some Sandra Martinelli shit. Go.
No.
No, dude, it's so hilarious. It's fucking funny. Go.
Okay.
Because you're genius. Let me preface it, though, with saying, last week we said we do not wear crazy with a badge of honor. We know we're fucking nuts, but.
No. This was crazy, but like fucking serial killer crazy where it's so brilliant.
Brilliant.
And I'm going to actually own that.
Yeah.
We've all been on Instagram, been, you know, 4 months deep in someone's fucking neighbor's dog's boyfriend.
Cousins,
do dogs
fiancés,
have boyfriends?
They
I guess
fucking
they do
today.
Now. I was dating this guy, and we weren't actually even dating, let's be honest. We went on a few dates. We were talking. I was on his ex-girlfriend's page 4 months deep. She was in the Bahamas, looked great in a bikini. I'm like, wow.
Wow, zoom in, zoom out.
And
save.
I did the double tap. Mm. I'm sure you guys have fucking heard of it. You've done it. Whatever. I double tapped this picture that was 4 months old. And listen to what I fucking did, because this is about to blow your minds. I had 2.5 minutes to figure something out. I'm like, what do I do? Do I deactivate my account? Where do I go? I changed my name to Sandra Martinelli. I changed it from Sophia Franklin to Sandra Martinelli. I changed my profile picture to a cartoon. I put my shit on private, so you best believe when that bitch went to go look at who looked at her 4-month-old picture or whatever, Sandra Martinelli looked at the picture.
Sophia Franklin, at their very moment in time, entered the witness protection program.
Like, Sophia Franklin was dead. Sandra Martinelli was alive and real and thriving, and there she was.
That makes me so happy to think about.
Well, and the best part is that I was so into the lie and so terrified that I was going to get figured out. I left it like that for a few days, and my friends and family were like, are you having an identity crisis? What the fuck is going
Sandra,
on?
Sandra, Sophia, like, are you good,
I'm like,
bitch?
You know what? I'm Sandra Martinelli now. Let's go. Whatever. That's fucking brilliant.
You're brilliant.
So, you know what? My advice to anyone, if you ever double tap, change your identity on Instagram. Good luck. You'll be fine.
We're good.
We're golden.
So, last week, I have to just transition here because I cannot not talk about this. Last week, we addressed this guy. Oh, he's a millionaire, and he's got this crazy bitch on his dick. So,
left out a very important detail that you kind of were talking to him for a second.
So, the reason this story is so relevant is I did make out with him a couple times. I've never slept with the guy. He's never put a finger in my butt. And then I've never put my mouth in his whatever. But we have had some little makeout sessions, and he did some weird fucking shit with my ear one time. And I was like, dude, get
the... I hate when they do that.
Remember I told you I'm on the way home
in
the Uber, and he was like blowing in my ear, and he's like, ooh, you like that? I'm like, actually, no, I'd rather die, but
like,
go for
it. There's two holes you should go for, and the ear holes are not one of them.
Say the...
Boom. Okay.
So he's blowing in my ear, and I'm like, this is when I knew you can be rich as fuck, but I do not like this shit, and I'm not into it. So... we said he has a crazy ass girl. Boom, done. They're in Cuba together. Even though he doesn't give a shit, she's crazy.
Yes.
This past weekend, again, I said Sophia and I were not together. I get a DM from this guy's account, but not from him. I'm pulling up my phone right now because Godspeed,
holy
you best
shit.
Believe. I get a message from his so-called girlfriend. Now, mind you, this guy has been married. He has kids. And now he's like dating, serial dating, which is fine.
Yeah.
I would do the same thing. I got a shit ton of money. I'm going to fuck bitches, get my money, fucking fatter. Here we go. So I get a message and it says, this is, and then she puts her name. He's a lying bastard. Just saying, dot, dot, dot. His loving girlfriend he lies to. I'm saving you. Save me, Jack. Go fuck yourself, bitch. You sound
She's
crazy
saving
as fuck.
You. And then,
and then
we go look at his Instagram profile. And what do we see? 10 back-to-back photos of the two of them. So in love. Shit, he would never in his right mind or drunk mind or high mind post in his life.
Yeah, she's going ham and she's posting every pic she has in her photo album of the two of them. And the captions were like, oh my, and then puts her name. I've never been more in love. The 6 months I've spent with you have really touched my soul. Bitch, like, we know it's not you. And his friends were commenting, being like, they put the bat emoji and then and then said crazy. Like, you're batshit crazy, bitch.
They put the bat emoji and then the poop emoji. Batshit. Like, his friends were like, dude, get a hold of your phone. This girl's fucking taking over, hijacking. Whoa.
And so I think we said, okay, the girl said, you know, your entire company is taking over our brains. We're like, oh, wow, she's really pushing it. But the fact that she hacked his Instagram, I'm like, that's the last straw for me. So if this guy goes back to her, I'm done. I will never let your tongue insert my tongue again, bitch.
And we said guys love the crazy.
That's another level.
There has to be a certain threshold of crazy that guys are like, no, 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 no. now you're actually done. But honestly, they'll probably be married tomorrow. So
let me just say, though, this is my thing. I also probably should have done more investigation. But I have to ask, if she's that crazy, I don't even really know what she looks like. Like, shame on me. I should have been stalking, but I didn't really give a shit.
I do.
Is she... There are two options. Is she a 9 or a 10 that she's so fucking hot? It's like, dude, whatever. I'll take the crazy because she's a dime. Or is she a 5 or a 6 and she is fucking disgusting in bed? It's like, slob on my motherfucking knob, baby. I will love you till the end. Which one is it? Because it's got to be one or the two.
No,
is she that hot?
I'm not going to answer that. I'm not going to be a fucking
bitch. Okay,
whatever.
So that's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to be sitting here judging, but...
So let me just say, because starting with that, I think you and I can both say we've had this conversation, and we honestly kind of sound like dudes when we talk like this, but all my homegirls out there, I've gotten already DMs being like, oh my God, you sound like us. Girls know this shit. Guys think we don't know that they play these games. We know.
This is what it comes down to. The crazy, you can get away more with if you're a 9 or a 10.
Yeah.
If you're a 5 or a 6, not so much. The sex, if you're a 9 or a 10, compared to a 5 and a 6. If you are a 5 or a 6.
Get your squats in today, bitch. Get on top and ride that thing like you've never done before.
You are getting slammed into the wall. You are saying horrible, disgusting, filthy things to get this guy off. You're going in overdrive, overtime, putting out all the stops, saying... fucking porn star shit.
Absolutely.
Right?
Come on the face and make it fucking rain, baby. Or I'm just putting it out there. I'm being honest.
Woo!
Or if you're a 9 or a 10, a guy knows he's got to roll out the red fucking carpet. He's got to be ready because he knows you're not just going to spread your legs and be like, here we go, baby. Let's do the damn thing.
But also on that same note, if you're a 9 or a 10, you... feel, and I think a lot of times you do just lay there, leg spread, starfish, have fun,
dead fish in the sea,
you know,
put it in me, baby.
I'm gonna put in my headphones, put my sleeping mask on, go to town on my pussy, like, whatever.
Let's go. So I have to say, though, okay, I'm gonna bring up the story. I bet you forget it. We know this guy that was fucking as he considered. Now, I have to put it out there before we continue this conversation. Every guy has their definition of a 5 or a 6 versus a 9 or a 10. We're not defying whatever. So this guy's definition of a 5, he's like, oh, I'm fucking a 5 tonight. He had a little situation set up where this girl was a hard 5. She knew her place. She knew, I am in it for the dick, and I am lucky to be getting this thing right up in me. So what he had her do was,
oh my God,
legit, the girl had to climb in the window.
Yes.
She was not allowed to use the front door.
No. Nope.
She had to climb inside his apartment window, and then she would fuck him, but she was not allowed to speak.
Not a word.
Lay
not
on
a
the
peep.
Bed and do your damn thing. Like I said, she's like, she's in a workout session.
Yeah.
Like, show me what you got, bitch.
Yeah.
And the minute he came, get the fuck out, and she had to go out the window.
Get out the window! Go out the in through the window, out.
And
the
like
window.
It never happened. I came and you were not even there.
No.
This girl crawled in through a window. Mm-hmm. And you know what though? At that point, it's kind of like
she might have been a 3 or a 4 at that point.
She knew her place, and she's like, I'm going to crawl right in. I'm going to get the best dick of my life because I bet he fucks. And then she's out.
Mm-hmm.
And for her, maybe that's what she needed.
Yeah.
You know what? Guys have their needs. Women fucking have their needs too, motherfuckers.
Yeah, maybe that's what she fucking
maybe
wanted.
Maybe he rubbed that thing the right fucking way, all right? So don't judge. Do not judge. But I have to say, with that, I want to talk about, okay, so there's the 5 or the 6. There we go, whatever. 9s or 10s. Oh, my God, I have got to get her dinner first. Mm-hmm. We got to talk about life and her parents and where she came from. Shit that guys don't talk about. If you want to fuck, they're just there to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. Do you ever find yourself looking at your full wardrobe but still feeling like you got nothing to wear? Well, gather around, Daddy Gang. Saks.com. You're going to find instant inspiration for that date night, for that impromptu vacation, okay? Maybe you need a new dress because one of your friends is getting married soon, okay? So if you're looking for a new style or want to build a better relationship with your closet, then head to Saks.com to shop for everything on your agenda. This episode is brought to you by Shopify. some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Dottie Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Dottie Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
Can I just address to guys all listening? I know you know because we've talked about it. We know about the post-nut clarity that you have. It's 3 minutes after. It's about 3 minutes.
I don't know if we have
okay,
it.
Okay, maybe
guys,
we don't have it. We know guys have it.
Yes.
After you fuck a girl, there are 3 minutes, mm-hmm. maybe 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You lay there and it's like a brighter day.
Yeah.
It's like you're seeing heaven for the first time.
It's 2020 vision. It's clarity
to the
crystal clear.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, if a 5 or 6 situation just happened, the shame hits you like ton of bricks.
Not even you're not even shameful that you fucked her. It's mm-hmm. more so like, oh my God. It's like the mother's in the corner of the room and you're like, God damn, that bitch was just disgusting. She has my cum all over her face. She was slopping that shit around on her face. She was nasty as fuck. Shit that you see on Pornhub, mm-hmm. that was just going down
Absolutely.
On my twin size bed.
Now, Absolutely.
And now you're like, you're sitting there and you're like, where the fuck is this girl's father? Is she okay? And also,
what you just mentioned, you just cleaned up her fucking eye makeup with your dick.
Oh, let me tell you, legit,
perfection.
That guy. Okay, listen, I know a guy. The girl's laying there. She wore a shit ton of eyeliner. You know, you're trying to look good for your dude. You know that shit's going to come off, but make it look pretty when you get there. And he takes his dick, and she's laying there, and she's kind of on top of him. And he takes his dick, and he starts wiping left, white, like windshield wipers. And she's like, babe, what are you doing? He's like, babe, you got a shit ton of makeup down your cheeks. I'm just helping you out. Wipe that shit off with my dick.
Gentlemen of the fucking 20th century. 21st century.
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Okay.
Whoa.
No, that shit's love. So what I'm saying is, okay, a 6, a 5, a 6, a 7. The guy is praying to God, post nut clarity. Fuck, what did I do? This girl's disgusting. Holy shit, where's her dad? Now he's like, I hope this bitch doesn't expect that she's going to sleep here. She better get the fuck out. And that's what they do, though. And that's what the guys say. It's nice knowing that a 5 or a 6, she's going to let herself out. I don't even have to say it. She's picking up the shoes. And by the way, I didn't even have to get up and get the cum towel. She's going to the bathroom herself. She's mm-hmm. getting it. She's like holding her, like mm-hmm. if it's on your stomach or ass, she's like running really quick.
On her way out, she's like, did you come okay? Do you need any refreshments? Okay, I'm going to walk myself the fuck out.
And they can go back to sleep and have their video games, or they go
yes.
take a nap, they go get food with their boys.
Yes.
They're done. 9 or 10. And I'm not shitting on 9s or 10s.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, but I've had my moments of being a 5. I'm like, so here we are. You'll never forget. You heard it. You heard
no.
it. Head into a pillow. My glasses on the back of my
she
head.
She had her, he was fucking her doggy. She had sunglasses
no.
on that were falling off of her head. And I was like, please, for the love of God, Alex, tell me that you looked back at him, flipped the sunglasses back on your eyes, gave him the peace sign, and, like, kept getting railed.
I'm like, let's go. I'm getting fucked, but at least I'm owning it. I'm like, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And my head was absolutely in a pillow.
Yeah.
My mascara was on the white sheets, but
yes.
I owned it. And I walked the fuck out and came downstairs to you,
yeah,
and you're, like,
and
eating. I'm like, can I have that waffle? Own it, love it, live it, feel it.
Boom. Live, laugh, love, baby. That's what it's about. And you know a 9 or a 10 the next day is waking up and being like, so where are we getting breakfast? Like, what's happening? I legit know this guy, and he told me that he will get in his car, go park around the block, and wait for the bitch to leave.
Stop.
So that she'll just get out.
Stop.
Yes.
Let me say, though, all of my guy friends, at least, that I've talked to, and again, I'm not shitting on 9s or 10s. Maybe, oh my God, hold on. maybe there is a guy out there that could label us 9s and 10s. Hey guys,
me. I don't know.
I'm a soft 2 leading up to a hard 7. Okay. Anyways, what I'm saying is the 9s and 10s. I'm not shitting on them. There are some 9s and 10s that come full packages. They can fuck. They can eat. They can hang. And they're the full package. But it doesn't come so often. What I'm saying is a lot of guys feel like a 9 or a 10 is work. And I guess that's all we're putting out there. Boom. Done. Walla walla ching chong.
We'll never revisit this topic again. Don't worry. Goodbye. Good night.
I'm just saying. If you're 5 or 6, own it and get on that dick and ride. And if you're 9 or 10, maybe put a little bit more effort, you know? Don't be a dead fish. Show your strength. Move your hips.
Take it from a 9 to a 10 to, like, I'm a fucking 11 and 12 because I fuck like a porn star, look like a porn star. Boom. Baby. Done.
Done. So I have to say, I think you're looking over there a little bit like you're off the hook. Do you know what I'm talking about? Last week we said, Sophia, you're going to talk about your cheating scandal. Well, although it's the end of the podcast, Okay. Take it away, baby girl.
And I'm not proud of it. Again, with like the whole psycho thing, I'm not proud of being a psycho. I need help. And I'm not proud of cheating. I really think my next relationship, I won't cheat. All right, so wow. I'm cheating for the rest of my life.
Convincing.
Goodbye, bye. So I'm just going to make it short. I'm in Thailand with my family, and I get a text from the guy I was dating, and he says, "You are the most disgusting human being. I just heard the most repulsive things about you. Fuck you. We're never talking again." I'm in Thailand, you know, on the fucking beach, pina colada.
You're
what's
like,
up?
Babe, wrong number? I'm soaking like, up the sun.
I'm like, babe, like, you meant to send that to someone else. He's like, no, you're gross. I'm like, and you know, because I had that guilty, cheating-ass bitch conscience. I'm like, what did he know? Blah, blah, blah.
How? Where?
Yeah,
when? Who?
Which, exactly. Shit. I'm like going through it in my head. Finally, after like 2 days, he tells me, you butt-dialed my friend while you were fucking, and I cannot make this shit up.
Fuck.
I had been hanging out with him and his best friend, and the next day, some shit went down. And I guess I ended up butt-dialing his friend during my sexual relations.
Wait. You've never fully told me this story.
Yes.
Hold the fucking phone.
Yes.
So you're fucking and your fat ass hits.
Yes. Exactly.
Fat. Sophia.
Yes. Okay. And I didn't believe him. I was like, you're fucking lying. So I spent the next, 3 days in Thailand on the phone with Verizon Wireless. Like, Verizon, who the fuck did I call on April 29th at fucking 1 a.m.?
You better
tell
come
right
through
now.
Verizon or I'm going to fuck you up.
Verizon. And my mom the whole time is like, get off the phone. We're in Thailand. And I'm like, you know what, mom?
You can go.
This is serious. Verizon tells me you made 3 phone calls to blah, blah, blah. And they were like 8 minutes apiece. So
wait,
I swear to God, I'm getting railed. No.
wait, your
love.
Mom's listening.
I'm making love, mom. I'm making love. And this guy is listening to me for a full 24 minutes during.
Wait, how many times did you call him?
I butt dialed him 3 times.
Shut
back
up.
Back to back. Like he finally, after, you know.
Wait. How long were the conversations? Hold on.
They were 8 minutes each.
Shut up. So wait, what is he touching his
yeah.
wiener?
Let's see. I must sound great. You know what? How about that?
Dear God, he's jacking off to you fucking
yes.
another guy. Wait.
Yes.
Unless he's eating a bowl of pasta, taking notes. Like, and then she
like,
proceeded to put
like,
the bleep in her bleep.
I'm like, I hope those were great cums. For real, thank you, you piece of shit, for
what
tattling
the
on
so
me.
So he's listening to you fucking another guy,
yes.
stays on the phone. Dude, and also,
yes.
in his mind, he probably should have thought, oh, she's probably fucking my best friend, who's
but,
her
know,
boyfriend.
You know the best thing? He probably was listening. He was jacking off. He finished. And then I was like, no, babe, you're not done. I'm going to butt dial you again. You're in for
Round
another
two.
Come. Let's go. How the fuck do I butt dial 3 times back to back to back?
You're
joking.
You know what?
That's
the answer
the
is,
worst.
Sophia.
What?
Your ass
My
is
huge.
Fucking huge.
My ass is fucking fat as shit. I I need that gym membership.
Boom. No, it's a hot fucking ass. Like, boom, jiggle all up on this fucking phone and we're going to butt dial 20 times. Know, dude, that's crazy.
At that point, I was like, you know, maybe I am kind of a disgusting person. I'm sorry.
I'm over. I'm moving on. No, that, okay, I had to give you, I'm crying a little bit. I hope this doesn't go on our reel because I have tears in my eyes. Dude, that's genius. I love the cheating story. I love everything about it.
I don't love it, but go on.
No, but like you said, you're moving on. You're one with the Lord. Mm-hmm. You're one with the Lord. And you're never going to do it again. I mean, maybe we'll do it again,
but not in that way.
Your phone's going to be on the bedstand table.
On record, I will never cheat again. And if I do, my phone will be in the other room.
Boom! No! Okay, so
I'm getting killed. Okay, go on.
I'm just going to say that's actually an unbelievable, brilliant way to put it. I was going to keep going, but I think we have to end on that. Yes. I mean, Sophia.
I know.
At the end of the day, your ass is huge. Mother God. We don't have to go to the gym.
It's not my fault. I should have just told him that. You know what, babe? It wasn't my fault. I've been eating a little too much. My butt's huge. I'll make sure I'm fucking tiny the next time I cheat on you.
Dude,
goodbye.
Listen, I think that's brilliant. I think it's pure gold. And I think, listen, you learned your lesson.
Lesson learned.
I just want to say, I appreciate everyone listening to us.
Yeah.
I think some people may think we've lost our minds a little bit. But you know what? Authenticity is the tits. It's the titties, and we're rolling with it. So I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. I hope you stay with us. I hope at this point when you're fucking your man, you say, call me motherfucking daddy.
Yes.
Because that's what it should be.
Yes.
But no, seriously, I hope you guys enjoy the time with us. We are definitely having fun here with our beers, and we're gonna go home and we're just gonna enjoy our night.
Cry.
It's Monday night.
Yeah,
live your life, live, laugh, love.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys for listening. Call Her Daddy, episode 2.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.